Today we're going to discuss the halachos of showing proper kavod to a sefer. What are you allowed to do, not allowed to do with the sefer? We can really divide this into two separate topics. One is just showing proper kavod to a sefer, and another is using svarim properly, meaning different things that a person might use the sefer for mundane purposes, to protect yourself, to bang on it, to sleep on as a pillow. Sometimes you see people use a sefer. But today we're just going to discuss in general the proper treatment of a sefer. The sefer Chasidim in Tav Kuf Chav Beis writes, Rabos Raos Tzadik Imkein Lama Bat Tzadik Lidei Tzara. So he says why is it that sometimes we see a tzaddik has tzaros? So if you see a tzaddik has tzaros, probably because he put a sefer in a precarious position, in a place where it could have easily been mistreated or it could have easily fallen. So a person should be careful not to put a sefer in a precarious position. Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph says that one is not allowed to take a kos malaya mashkim and pass it over lechem. That you're not allowed to take a cup full of a drink and pass it over a loaf of bread. And the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sifkatne, says, because karov hadavar sheyishbach v'yimas halechem, because the drink may spill and it's going to make the bread disgusting. We're going to have to come back to that halacha when we discuss the bread soup bowls, that you don't want the drink to spill on the bread and make the bread disgusting. So the Makor Chaim points out, if that's what we do for kavod hapas, l'chora for a sefer also, so there's probably a halacha also, that one should not pass over a full cup of anything over a sefer. Now, if the sefer's closed, then it's not going to get ruined. You can just wipe it off. It's like a glossy cover like this one. So then there would be no such halacha. But it stands to reason that to the extent that the sefer can get ruined, that the same halacha should apply. There is also halacha, the Ramah in Yerdeh, and some Resh Pei Beis, Si'if Zayin. The Ramah writes, after the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to sit on the same bed that a Sefer Torah is on, the Ramah writes, V'kol shkein sha'asol anicha al gabi karka, one may not place a Sefer Torah on the ground, v'hu adin shar svarim. Other svarim also, person is not allowed to place on the ground, not just a Sefer Torah. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes in his commentary to Pirkei Avos that this is included in what the Mishnah says in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, kol ha'machabed ha'satorah gufo mechubed al ha'brios, v'kol ha'machalel ha'satorah gufo mechulel al ha'brios. If someone is willing to put a sefer on the ground, that's called mechalel ha'satorah. That's a bad thing to do. A sefer should be, so how low to the ground is okay? Can you put it on, put a piece of paper on the ground and put the sefer directly on top of that? Is that called that it's on the ground? So a sefer should be placed on a surface that's at least one tefach off of the ground. The pashtus, the shach and yardeh, Resh Pei Beis, Siv Kan Ches, quotes from the Beis Yosef that for a sefer Torah it needs to be 10 tefachim or lechol apachos 3 tefachim off the ground. So the shach says that's a midas chasidus, but meikar adin really a tefach suffices. So and whatever halachos we're talking about over there in Resh Pei Beis, as I said before, the Ramah says hu adin shar svarim. But it would seem that if me'ikar adin, a tefach is enough for a sefer Torah, even though we'd be machmir to make sure it's 3 or 10 tefachim off of the ground, if me'ikar adin, one tefach is enough for a sefer Torah, so then for even l'chadchila, probably you could say for shar svarim, that one tefach off the ground would be enough, yeah?
What about standing it up?
We'll get to that in a second. Now, a sefer that's inside of a box or inside of a bag or some other container, you're allowed to place directly on the ground. Sefer Mikdash Me'ad and Resh Pei Beis of Kol Laman Aleph points out that would not be included in the Isser. You're allowed to put a sefer, the Ramah writes in Resh Pei Beis Zayin, the Ramah goes on to say, the Ramah writes, V'lo yaniach adam sefer Torah al birchav beiz atzila yadav alav v'nirli du'adin shar svarim, that one should not rest his elbows on a sefer, or to put a sefer in between his knees. So that's not only true of the sefer Torah, that's true of other svarim as well. In this sefer that I have here, Ginzei HaKodesh from Rabbi Yecheskel Feinhandler, he quotes from Rav Nissim Kralitz and Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg that if it makes it easier for you to learn, if it's difficult for you to learn without being able to lean on the sefer, so then you're allowed to do it, because being able to learn is the greatest kavod you could show for the sefer, so that would outweigh the issue of leaning on the sefer. Now, there is a halacha that one, as I just mentioned, Yardei Resh Pei Beis, you're not allowed to sit on the same bench or bed or chair that a sefer Torah or any other sefer for that matter is on. that applies whether it's directly, whether it's lying on the bench or even if it's standing upright on the bench. He quotes here from Rav Eliashiv and Rav Karelitz and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and they say that they quote this B'Shem Ramesha also, that it's that it applies equally whether it's lying down on the bench or sitting up on a bench. So this seems to be a misconception that people have, that if the Sefer is standing up, then you're allowed to sit on the bench as well. That seems to be not the case. He quotes from Rav Menashe Klein, the Mishnah Halacha says, "Ubedarach tzchos ani omer, ubeshachbecha uvekumecha." That it doesn't matter whether it's lying down or standing up. Either way, it's you need to show the proper kavod. So how high off? So the difference between a bench though and the floor is that by the floor it needs to be elevated a tefach off of the floor. By a bench, any height would be enough. It does not have to be a tefach off of the bench. This is in Beis Yosef and Reish Pei Beis, quoted by the Shach and Sifkat and Tess, says that it's enough even a kol shehu off of the bench. So it just needs to be very slightly elevated. And now if your person wants to be more machmir and raise it a tefach off the bench, so there are poskim that recommend that lechatchila, and Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, Chelek Gimel, Sim Tavkov Yud Gimel, ha-machmir betefach tavol of bracha. If one wants to be machmir in that, so great, it's a wonderful thing to be machmir, and it's tavol of bracha, but meikra din, to sit in the same bench, is you only need to lift it up a little bit. Now if you have, let's say, pews in shul, that there's each chair folds down on the folds down separately, so then each one has a din of a different chair. You're allowed, if there's svarim on one chair, you're allowed to sit on the next chair. It's not called the same bench. What if you're already sitting down and then someone put the sefer there? So do you now have to get up because the sefer is there? Is it a din that the bizayon is in sitting down where there is a sefer, or is the din in being in a matzav of being sitting on the same bench as the sefer? So I would have thought that of course you would have to get up, but he quotes here from a Churis Shai, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Samach Tes, who says that it's similar to what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Beis about someone who's sitting down and then someone else comes and davens Shemon Esrei right near you. You don't have to get up, you're not allowed to sit down in front of someone who davens Shemon Esrei. But I was sitting there first, then the guy decided he's going to come and davens Shemon Esrei right near me. I don't have to move because of that. He was Babi Gvuli. He came into my Gvul. So it's not my problem. So the Churis Shai makes a tushtel. He wants to say the same thing over here, that the sefer was Babi Gvuli if I was sitting there first. L'chora, one could argue that there's a big difference between the two cases. When it comes to the Shemona Esrei, what's the reason you can't sit there? Because it's going to be Mafriya, the Kavana of the other person. Well, if he chose to daven there knowing that I'm sitting there, so it's not my problem that it's Mafriya, the Kavana of the other person. Over here, it's not about the Kavana, it's just about a lack of respect for the sefer. So one could argue that it's still an equal lack of respect for the sefer when you're sitting there. A sefer also. So the halacha is, Sefer Chassidim writes in Tav Tav Kuf Mem Gimel, and the Maril writes that a sefer should not be placed upside down. It should always be face up when it's open. An open sefer cannot be put face down. The Rama writes this in Resh Pei Beis Sif Hei, that you can't be hofech sefer al panav, and when you do find it hafuch al panav, if you do find it upside down, the Rama writes, Sarich lahavchal. You have to, you find it that way, you have to turn it back right side up. A lot of times someone wants to save the place, they'll turn the sefer like that. That is not an appropriate way to save the place in a sefer. You get a bookmark or something, save the place in the sefer. That is not an appropriate way to do it. A sefer that's not being used also should not be left lying open. This is not Stama Midas Chasidus, the Bach and Yarodea, Reishai and Zayin, quoted by both the Shach and the Taz and Sifkat Katnalif, say that to leave a sefer lying open is a bizayin to the sefer. And the Shach says that it's Yadua Michachmei HaEmes, that there's a Malach Lushmo Shade, he's the Shomer Dapin, Rashi Tevis Shade, he's the one that guards over the pages of a book. Umeshakech Talmud Shalmaniach Sefer Basuach Viyot. Say that someone who leaves the sefer open and leaves the room, it will cause him to forget his learning. It's a skula to forget your learning. Some of us don't need skulas, we forget our learning anyway, but it's a skula to forget your learning when you leave a sefer open. Yeah.
Just using a sefer as a bookmark for another sefer.
Oh, we'll get to that B'ez Hashem tomorrow, or next time, I don't know, tomorrow, but next time we do the other chapter of what we can use the sefer for, to shield you from spitballs, you know, kids in class sometimes, we'll get to that. So when a sefer is passed from one person to another person, in Masechah Sof from Paragimel Halacha Ches, it says by a sefer Torah at least that you're supposed to pass it with the right hand. So L'chora, the sefer Chassidim points out, Hu Adin, by Shar Svarim, that the basis is the Torah was nitna b'yamin, miyamino eshtas lama. So Mishmur Reishvav, Sivkat Nivches, quotes this idea that when you pass the Sefer Torah, it should be with the right hand. That the Sefer Torah is given with the right hand, it should be accepted with the right hand. So the Sefer Hasidim thinks that maybe one should be makbid when it comes to passing a Sefer also. That we don't treat it quite with the same level of covenant Kedusha as the Sefer Torah, but we do treat it with some level of covenant Kedusha. A Sefer cannot be thrown. It's also to throw a Sefer. That should be obvious. It's in Masechta Sofrin. It's passing on Shulchan Aruch, Reish Pei Beis, Sif Hei. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, Ein Zorkin Kisvei HaKodesh Vafilu Halachos Vagados. We do not throw a Sefer. So what about shipping it? You're going to send it FedEx or something. So they're going to throw things all over the place. They'll always throw boxes around or whatever in FedEx. Or whatever, UPS or any of the shipping services, the U.S. Postal Service, for those who still use that. So the he quotes here from Rav Yashiv that that's mutter because it's completely wrapped in a separate box. So even though they're not metalta b'darach kavod, having it wrapped in a separate box helps for that purpose. So one is permitted to ship a sefer, and if you double wrap it, even a sefer Torah, if you're willing to trust it, you better take insurance before you do that. If a sefer falls on the floor, the halacha is the Beis Lechem Yehud and Yardei Reish Pei Beis, and the Aruch HaShulchan also in Sifir Aleph and Reish Pei Beis says that even if you're in the middle of learning and you notice that there's a sefer on the floor, you should pick up the sefer. I remember there was a Rebbe in MTA, Rabbi Dulitz, who when sefer fell on the floor, a kid picked it up, and Rabbi Dulitz yelled at him. And he said, well, I did what the halacha says. You're supposed to pick it up. He says, if you were really focused on your learning, you wouldn't have noticed that the sefer fell on the floor. But if you're not so focused on your learning and you notice that the sefer fell on the floor, so you stop in the middle of your learning to pick up the sefer. It falls on the floor while you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, though. The halacha is you don't stop your davening to pick it up unless the in Siman Sadivod, Mishmur Sivkan Zayin points out, unless it's going to so disrupt your concentration, it's going to bother you so much that the sefer's on the floor the whole time, then you're probably best off finishing whatever bracha you're in the middle of and picking it up from the floor in middle of that bracha. But certainly we see in Sefer Chassidim, he says, Taf, when you see a Sefer on the floor, you should pick it up and kiss it. In Sefer Chassidim, Taf Taf Kuf Chaf Gimel again, says that there's a proper minhag to show an extra chiba, since it was mutal b'bizayon, so you want to show an extra chiba for the Sefer, so you kiss the Sefer. Let's say there are many Sefarim on the floor, so the post can point out it's not a good idea to kiss each and every one as you're picking it up, because you're delaying in picking up the other Sefarim. The more time it takes you to pick up the first one, there are other svarim, or let's say there's svarim and other things fall on the floor. Let's say a table sometimes falls over in the base medrash. You have these narrow tables, 15-inch tables, so it falls over and a bunch of things fall on the floor. So a coat and a sefer and that. So you should pick up the svarim first. That has to be priority before you pick up the table. You pick up the svarim that has to come first, because you don't want to leave it there mutal b'dizayin.